Zoomer Radio, always the original greatest hits. Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and Diana Ross and the Supremes started that set on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, and the doctor is in. Time for a checkup with Toronto's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Eileen Davila, who was a household name, and her scarves, too. We all followed Dr. Davila's scarves, too. During the height of the pandemic, by the way, is still here. It was exactly 3 years ago today, Canada's first confirmed COVID case was reported in Toronto. Dr. Davila, welcome back to the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane.
And thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
And Dr. Davila, we need to know, are you wearing a scarf this morning, and what does it look like?
I am indeed wearing a scarf this morning, and it is a pink and purple striped number.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Lovely.
Well, let's go back in time to January 25th, 2020, and your recollections of that first case of COVID and what you thought it might mean for Toronto.
So, yes, indeed, it was 3 years ago today, January 25th, 2020. I was actually out for a walk. It was a Saturday afternoon, and I received the call from one of my colleagues that we had just received our first lab-confirmed case of COVID-19. And, you know, I knew that we were in for quite the experience. I had anticipated that it might be something significant, but I don't know that any of us knew that it would be this intense for this long. I mean, nobody really knows what the future holds, but I had suspected that there might be quite a bit of activity. I don't know that I would have predicted exactly what's rolled out over time.
Mm-hmm. 3 years ago feels like a long time, and it feels like a minute too. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I think there has been so much that has happened in those 3 years. I am continuously amazed by how our city responded and the successes that we've had. But I also know at the same time there's been great loss, right? We've lost families, members, and friends. And there are still people in our community very much affected by COVID-19. So as much as there is to celebrate in terms of our strength and resilience and how we've come together as a city, I think there's also, an appropriate acknowledgement and need to reflect and support those who have been affected and continue to be affected negatively by COVID-19.
Let's talk about Toronto's response. How did we fare when compared to other global big cities?
Well, I think overall, we should be very proud as a city in terms of how we fared in responding to COVID-19. As I mentioned just now, there's no question. There has been illness and there has been loss. But when we look at our figures, as a city, relative to other jurisdictions of our size, we have done extremely, extremely well, both in terms of protecting the health of our residents and preventing illness and death, but at the same time also looking at our numbers. The largest, most significant vaccination campaign in the history of the city, extremely successful, and we're feeling the benefit of the protective benefits of vaccine right now, as thankfully COVID-19 activity is declining slowly in our city, and we're not seeing a lot, thankfully, by way of hospitals or ICU admissions at this point in time due to COVID-19.
So the World Health Organization has said recently, too, the pandemic could be declared over this year. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I'll leave that to the experts at the WHO. This is, in fact, within their purview. But I would offer this caution. You know, we have often hit, quieter points or periods where we thought we had things under control in respect of COVID-19. And this has been a very wily virus. It has thrown us, a curveball on more than one occasion. So while I remain optimistic, it is with caution. And in recognition of the fact that, look, we have a lot of tools and a lot of knowledge that we've acquired over the course of the last 3 years. The best way to get us to the post-pandemic period is to actually use that knowledge, use those tools to good effect to protect ourselves and our communities.
And
vaccine, masks, all the layers of protection we've talked about for the last 3 years.
And on that note, how is the uptake of the new bivalent boosters? And you just mentioned them as one of the tools in trying to bring COVID to an end.
So, you know, certainly we are still seeing people taking up the vaccine, and importantly, what we're seeing is good uptake amongst those who are the oldest in our community and therefore at highest risk of the severe outcomes associated with COVID-19. So we're going to keep going with our vaccination partners throughout the city to make sure that this is available. We've had a lot of success, though, with making sure that vaccine is available and getting that uptake, especially amongst those who are at highest risk.
I know it's late in January still. I'm going to wish a Happy New Year, and I hope it's a much better year for everybody, especially for the Medical Officer of Health, who's been pretty darn busy these last 3 years.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to take that well wish and hope that it comes true.
Yes, absolutely. Toronto's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Eileen Davila. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much.